WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Yeah, Spider-Man and Freeze in full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dale?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah.
Yo, situation is
serious.
Let's cure it, cause we're running out of time.
Tell them, Rick.
It's all so
beautiful.
Relationships, they seem from the start.
Yeah.
It's all so smile.
Poison.
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 She
80s, 90s, and more.
Radio 99.7 Max FM.
You're the only one I wanna touch.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM.
just the way it is. Some things have never changed. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe them?
More
99.7 Max FM.
Talk about it. turned away from it all like a blind man. Sat on the fence, but it don't work.
Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
FM.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
City weather. Partly cloudy and a little warmer today. We'll get to around 18 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 14. Tomorrow, cloudy with some snow in the morning, then rain in the afternoon. Our high, 37 on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high right around 40. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 below.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
So mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Action speaks louder than words, and I'm a man, a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can play. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around. Hard, hard to handle now. Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
no calls of mama. I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Yeah. So all the hand and I. Oh, yeah. Baby. A good love man. Baby. Baby. Oh, a good love man. Need a love man. I got the highest. Oh,
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. As President-elect Donald Trump plans his inauguration next month, there are some potential new wrinkles, says ABC's Mary Bruce.
Donald Trump has invited Chinese President Xi to attend his inauguration next month, an unusual move, and he also plans to invite other world leaders as well. But we've just learned that Chinese President Xi is declining that invitation, though he could send another high-level official in his place.
Final days of President Biden's term in office, and he's carried out the largest single-day act of clemency in American history, commuting the sentences of about 1,500 people. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Turkey said there's a growing consensus in the region to support the Syrian people following the ouster of Bashar Assad. Sources tell ABC News prosecutors in New York are presenting evidence to a grand jury as they work to secure an indictment against the suspected killer of the UnitedHealthcare CEO and a monster wintry storm leaving a mess from Wisconsin to Rhode Island. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. Court appearances by three men facing charges in connection to false Republican electors in the 2020 presidential election. Attorney Jim Troupas and two others made initial appearances in Dane County Court Thursday on charges filed by AG Josh Call, which Troupas afterward characterized as lawfare. The wife of a man who allegedly faked his death before traveling to Eastern Europe is filing for annulment of their marriage. Emily Borgwart filed for legal separation from her husband, Ryan Borgwart, one day after Ryan was charged with obstruction in the incident where he allegedly faked his drowning in Green Lake. And Wisconsin has a new case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a poultry flock. State veterinarian Darlene Conkle says it's in a flock of more than 13,000 turkeys on a farm in Barron County. Conkle says the affected premises has been quarantined and won't move poultry or poultry products. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network.